Now a first look behind the scenes of a new movie, Memoirs of a Geisha, based on the best-selling novel. It's the fictional life story of one of the most exotic and mysterious women in Japanese culture. Our national correspondent, Jamie Gangel, sat down with two of the movie's stars.
Visually stunning and emotionally intense, Memoirs of a Geisha takes place in pre-World War II Japan and tells the story of Sayuri, played by Zee Zhang, who is sold as a child to a geisha house. Then, with the help of the most prominent geisha, played by Michelle Yeoh, Sayuri is transformed and discovers the secrets and the pain of geisha life.
The word geisha, part of it means art. In addition to the dancing, the singing, the music, there is a side that people believe is about sex.
The geisha world is a very mysterious world. They did not choose to become geishas. They are chosen. And yes, there is the sex involved. That is the only time when the geisha can say yes or no.
You two went to geisha boot camp, in effect. How hard was it to learn to be geisha?
Tell them about your dancing.
I'm thinking about those very tall shoes. I have to say, when that scene started, I got nervous for you.
We all did.
Was it hard?
Yeah. I remember the first time when I saw them, they told me I have to dance in them. I don't think it's possible.
Did you fall?
Yes. Yeah. Many times.
In fact, the two actresses only had 6 weeks to learn what geishas spend a lifetime perfecting.
We have what we call, affectionately, we call the seven rooms of torture. There was the room where you learn how to pour tea and sake. Then there was a room where we learn how to walk, how to kneel, how to bow. The walking process, we would put a slip of paper between our knees. And then when you graduate, you must glide across the room with a slip of paper and a bottle of sake.
Could you do it?
Of course.
Now walk. You are a magnificent geisha.
It is a very painful story. Was it as hard to act as it is to watch?
I think for each of us, there were different levels of the pain. They dedicate their lives to the perfection of music, to dance, because they are walking pieces of art. And you do not love, you do not marry, and you do not have children.
Yeoh and Zhang have worked together before in the popular martial arts film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
From a physical point of view, is it harder to do the big action or is it harder to do the little one?
Little one.
Yeah, because you have to pay all your attention to those small, subtle gestures.
Those nuances are what make the story, which is told in the voice of a Japanese woman.
I certainly wasn't born to the life of a geisha.
But what surprised many is that the author of Memoirs of a Geisha is a 48-year-old American man from Tennessee.
I just couldn't believe that an American guy who wrote this such beautiful story about a geisha's life. How could he know?
Did you feel, Michelle, that it was realistic?
I didn't care, because it takes you away from what we have, what we're facing every day. That's what movies are for me. I get transported to a magical world.
For today, Jamie Gangel, NBC News, New York.
Today.
That's beautiful. I love the book. Memoirs of a Geisha opens in select theaters tomorrow.